Respuestas de Marketing, el podcast de CiberClick para los inquietos del marketing digital.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Respuestas de Marketing. En el episodio de hoy conoceremos a un emprendedor, empresario, orador y autor de más de 60 libros sobre ventas, asesoramiento empresarial y desarrollo personal. De hecho, él creó su propia empresa pues para ayudar precisamente a las personas a crecer personal y profesionalmente. Nuestro invitado de hoy ha logrado asesorar a más de 1,000 empresas de todo el mundo y es una persona experta en muchos temas. Él, de hecho, dice que su secreto es ser un aprendiz toda la vida. Es un honor poder compartiros hoy esta entrevista con Brian Tracy, conducida por David Tomás. Veréis que el episodio de hoy es especial, es en inglés y en él pues repasaremos la trayectoria del autor, el lanzamiento de su último libro y también pues las claves de su marketing. Brian Tracy ha logrado tener una comunidad en YouTube de más de 1,000,000 de personas. Os dejo con ellos y la próxima semana volvemos con la programación habitual y con la entrevista que os prometimos con Wine Box. Hasta pronto.
Okay, thank you very much all for being here in the interview. I'm pleased to introduce Brian Tracy. I think he doesn't need any introduction. What I can say is I discovered Brian Tracy almost 20 years ago, and it helped me in my path as an entrepreneur and growing a company and a corporation. It's been one of the most inspiring content and person that I've been following those many years. So thank you very much, Brian Tracy, for your time that I know it's you're super busy.
It is a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thanks to you. So as I said, you have been very successful, but we would like to know a little bit more about you. Can you explain the achievements that you are most happy or what the things you are more proud of yourself?
Well, I am now 78 years old. And earlier, I would say that my greatest achievements were financial achievements. I set a goal to be a millionaire. And then I developed a system to become a millionaire, and it worked. And so I began to teach that just as part of my seminars. If you want to become a millionaire, how do you do it? Well, the answer is you start where you are now and you increase your value step by step until you get there. I have a 7-step method that I developed. I just wrote it down and just things that you do every day. And I learned later that I began to study millionaires and billionaires. And these people have been studied by journalists and by psychologists who find out what they do and how they think. And what I found was the decisions that I made when I was 23 were the same decisions that they made. And it's absolutely amazing. One, for example, is rich people get up early in the morning. In fact, I just read a study of the 7 habits of wealthy people in the Wall Street Journal. And one of the habits was they get up early. They get up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and they begin working. Usually they get up and they exercise physically to warm up their body and then they read. And so I developed a habit of reading for at least 1 hour every morning. You get up, exercise, and read for an hour in a subject of your choice. When I was starting off very young, I would read spiritual material. And you think, well, how does spiritual material affect your income? Well, the answer is it changes the way that you think about yourself and your possibilities. And it activates the law of attraction. And you begin to attract into your life people and ideas and circumstances that move you towards your goals and move your goals toward you. So just getting up early and reading for 1 hour, if you'll do that. Now, here's another trick, and I've taught this some years ago. I'm looking around here. Some years ago, when we had a recession, I found that most business owners I did not really know how to run a business. The economy was booming in the 90s, and they were earning money. But then when they had a recession, they didn't know what to do. So I started a coaching program, and it was very simple. You would come to my offices with about 20 or 30 other people 4 times a year for a full day. And it was always on Friday. So people would come to my office on Friday, and we would get together in my large meeting room for one full day of exercises. And then people would go back and practice those exercises in their business for the next 90 days. And then they would return. And it was most amazing things happened. One thing that happened is I guaranteed that each person would double their income and double their time off within 12 months. And if they did not, then I would give them their money back. And I charged $5,000 for my one-year program. It was $5,000 for 4 days over 1 year. Well, I never had to give a refund because everybody doubled and tripled their income. It was an amazing thing because they came and we would have a brief talk. How have you been successful in the last 3 months? And people will get up and say, I started doing this, or I stopped doing that, and so on. I had an experience where I invited a friend of mine to attend the program. And this is the first day of 4 days. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he got up and took his briefcase and walked out. And it was time for a coffee break anyway. So I said, all right, let's have a break and get some coffee. And then I went out and I followed him. I said, Stephen, where are you going? He said, I'm done. I don't need any more. I said, but this is just the beginning of the program. He said, no. He said, you've already taught me enough to double my income and double my time off. And so, but I said, but you know, you've already paid $5,000. He said, I've already had my money's worth. And he went out and he literally doubled and tripled his income. He increased his income by more than $100,000 for a $5,000 investment. And he only stayed for a few hours. And it was just a couple of simple things. One of them was this. I said, I'm going to introduce you now to your new best friend. And your new best friend is this binder. And what you're going to do is I'm going to have you write down 10 goals. Write down 10 goals as fast as you can. And here's your piece of paper. You write down 10 goals. All right. And then you take this workbook. And from now on, every morning when you get up, you write down your 10 goals. But you write down your 10 goals without looking at the last page. You pick it up. You turn the page and you write your 10 goals from memory. And the next day, you do it again from memory. And what will happen is your goals will change. The description will change. New goals will come onto the list. Old goals will fall off. But if you write down 10 goals every day, it is like a miracle. It guaranteed that I did not have to ever give you your money back. Because everybody doubled and tripled their income. So with our friends who are watching, if I could give you one thing just for fun, get a workbook like this. It's like a student's workbook. Write down your 10 most important goals in life right now. And then tomorrow morning, turn the page and write down your 10 most important goals again on a new page. And just do that every day for 30 days, for 1 month. If you will do that, your whole life will change. It's almost like a revolution that takes place. You will be astonished at what happens in the first 30 days. And if you like this exercise, then you do this exercise every day. And I did it every day for maybe 20 years. I have workbooks, let me show you, workbook after workbook after workbook and so on. And my income went from struggling to a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars to finally $1 million and then finally several million dollars is absolutely amazing. because when you write down your goals, it activates your brain and you start to see opportunities. You start to take actions that you hadn't thought of. You start to attract into your life people who will help you. It is amazing. So if our friends who are watching will just do one thing, get a spiral notebook. Now, here's an interesting thing. Only 3% of adults, 3% of adultos will do this exercise. Only 3%. I say this, if you do this, you'll double your income. You'll triple your income. You will become wealthy. If you will write down your goals every morning, it takes about less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes to write down your goal. And your life will change forever. And people say, that's very good.
It will make a big difference. And we really recommend to all the community to start doing that. We're going to talk today about your book, Eat That Frog for Students. Yes. But that you have this book, Goals, which is another must for everyone that you should read too. Before going into the book, I would like to ask you, what does Mondays mean to you? What's been a Monday for you? For many people, it's like a blue day. But for people like you or me, that we enjoy what we do and we try to do our best, it's different. What's the meaning for you of a Monday?
Well, for me, I love to work. And so Monday is the beginning of a work week. And I love to work as much as possible. Many people look at their work day and they try to get free of their work day as soon as possible. For me, I like to work longer. So I like to start it, maybe start working at 8 o'clock. I just like to work all day until 6 or 7 o'clock. And so Monday for me is the beginning of a work week. And I love to work. Now, which is, here's an important point, is that if you're going to be successful, and this is something in my studies that I've studied millionaires and billionaires for years, is they are all doing something that they enjoy. Napoleon Hill once said that if you do something you love, you will never work a day in your life. Very, very famous. And so it's the same thing for you. One of your great responsibilities to yourself is to find something that you love to do and then dedicate yourself to becoming very good at what you love to do. And that will not only make you happy, you will look forward to Mondays, but it will make you rich.
Yeah, as you say, when you become in top 10%, it makes all the difference, right? It's like the winning horse, the one that wins gets all the prize and that small difference. Yeah. I want to ask you, Brian, about the values you were raised from your family, because you start from scratch, right? You didn't have like a silver spoon. And on the other side, you have your family. And what are the values and concepts that you have shared with them?
Well, that's interesting because my parents were not successful. My father never had a good job for a long period of time. He was a carpenter, and he earned enough to provide for the family. But he never taught me anything. Everything that I learned from my own self-study. I began to read books on success in my 20s. And I just began to believe that there was something more in life than what I had. One thing my parents taught me was the importance of honesty, is to always tell the truth and to not break the law, to not use drugs, and to never get a tattoo on your arms or legs. So I always remember that, is never, always tell the truth and never break the law. Never break the law. So that was the one help I got. But everything else I did for myself. I started off working when I was 10 years old. I was earning more than my father by going from house to house to cut their grass, to mow the lawns. My father was unemployed, and I earned more than my father when I was 10 years old. And I had this, I remember that, is that the key is the key to success is to work, is to find an opportunity to work and then do your work very hard. Do a very good job.
And how about the values that you have given to your family, to your kids, and what's the most important one you think you've shared?
Two things. One is always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. When my children were growing up, they would go out and play with their friends when they were in their teens. And sometimes they would start to, you know, drink on the side. One day, one of my children, my daughter, came home and she was acting a little funny. And I said, "Have you been drinking?" And she said, "No, I haven't." I said, "Tell the truth. Have you been drinking? I promise you that if you tell me the truth, you will not get into any trouble." And she said, "Well, yes, I was drinking. I was having beer with my friends." And so I said, okay. Then that's fine. And what are you going to do differently next time? Next time, she said, I'm not going to drink in a car in a parking lot. I said, if you want to drink, you come home and you can drink at home. You can bring your friends and you can come home. And then my son, when he got older, I told him the same thing. And they now tell their children is that if you tell the truth, you never get into trouble with your parents. And so they began to tell the truth. And they've told me over the years, they're all growing up now, over the years that it was a wonderful thing because their friends always had to lie, tell lies to their parents. But they never had to tell a lie. And one story that my son tells me is that his friend said, "Tell your parents that you are doing this or doing that." And he said, "But that's not true." He said, "Oh, but you can't tell the truth to your parents because they can't tolerate it." And I said, and he said, "Oh, no." He said, "I never lie to my parents." And he said, "Everybody lies to their parents." He said, "I never lie to my parents because if I tell the truth, I never have a problem." And then he looked up and he's telling us, what an amazing life this is that I can always tell the truth. And this is one of the most important things is that successful people always tell the truth. If they don't know, they say, "I don't know." But whatever they do know, they tell the truth. And that's one of the things that is important because if you don't tell the truth, it really hurts you. And there's another thing is that integrity is the most important quality you can have if you're going to be successful. I remember Peter Drucker said this, that integrity is everything. Is no matter what happens, always develop a reputation for integrity so that people can always trust you. People can always take your word as true. And so always tell the truth. And it's a very simple thing, but now you can focus all of your energy on being successful because you don't have to tell lies. You don't have to tell half-truths. You don't have to tell people that you don't know. So that's one thing that's very, very important. Always work hard and tell the truth.
We take those ideas. So now we're going to talk about your book, Eat That Frog for Students, yes. Comer Siesta Rara para Estudiantes. It's published now in Spanish, the students' version. You've sold millions of copies of the book. I think it's for everyone, yes. Whether you're a student or not, because you should always be a student if you want to improve. You have many recommendations, but if you can share two or three learnings, and there are many in the book, but two or three ideas that you would like to share from the book?
The answer is very simple, is make a list. Make a list. There's a word in English called listless, and it means that you are bored or that you are lazy. And so it says if you are feeling listless, then make a list. It's just a play on words. But what we say is every day, start off with a list. Write down everything you have to do today. And then organize your list and say, if I could only do one thing on my list today before I was called out of town for a month, what one activity is more important than anything else? Put a circle around that. And then you ask yourself, what would be number two? And then you review your list and you pick the second most important. Put a circle around this. And you do this six times. You pick your six most important goals. And when something new happens, the phone rings, what you do is before you do anything, write it down. We say catch the goal and write it down. Catch the goal like it's in the air. It goes through the air. Catch it and write it down. Because once you write it down, you own it. You have control of it. It's amazing writing a list to start your day and adding new things to your list as the day goes by. Setting priorities on your list. What is the most important thing? If I could only do one thing before I was called out of town for a month, what one thing would that be? Then you start with that one activity and you work on that one activity nonstop until it is successful. You work on that one activity, work on it. Now, people say, but what if something else comes up? You have already decided that this one activity is more important than anything else. So this is the way that you live your life at the highest level. This is the most valuable use of your time. And one of the great questions is always to ask, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? What is the most valuable use of my time right now? And then write it down. And then whatever it is, start work on it and work on it nonstop. If you're a student or an adult, if you run a huge company, or if you are just working yourself, the question always works. What is the most valuable use of my time right now? And there's many stories that I can tell you of people who literally went from poverty, rags, immigrants to the U.S. or Canada, no money, nothing. And then by following this simple principle, they became wealthy and they live now. And I know them and I work with them and they're millionaires and some of them are billionaires and they live in big, beautiful houses. And you ask, what was the key? And the key was to write it down and work on that most valuable thing you can do every single day. Eat that frog. There are two versions. Eat that frog for adults. Por los adultos, adultos. And the second one is for students. And the books are completely different. They have the same title, but they are not simply a reprint of one book. The book for students is written for students, by teachers. And it can help you get the best grades possible, get into the best schools possible. It can help you to be more successful as a student than maybe anything else. Nothing has ever been written like this book, and it will guarantee that you will be a big success as a student. But not only that, you know, here's an interesting story. They say if you are walking down the streets of a large city, very often you will come to a construction site where they are building a large building. Well, so your question is, how tall is the building going to be? And what you do is you look at how deep the foundation is being dug. So if they are digging a deep, deep foundation, 30, 40, 50 meters deep, you know that the building is going to be very high. And so what you do is you look and they have walls around the construction site and they have places where you can look through to see how deep it is. Well, it's the same thing with you. Is the deeper your foundation, which is your knowledge and skills, the taller will be your life. The bigger and more successful will be your life financially. So therefore, keep digging your foundation. Now, here's a great question. The question is, well, what if you build this great building and there is big demand for office space and you want to increase the size of your building. Well, could you add 10 or 20 stories to the building? No, because once the building is built, the foundation is fixed. You cannot make it any deeper. But you as an individual, you can dig your foundation deeper and deeper all the time. And your foundation is knowledge and skill. Knowledge and skill. So what you do, like you, is you dedicate yourself to increasing your knowledge and skill. As you dig your foundation deeper, your potential for success becomes higher and higher.
And the interesting part is, if you're a student and read the book now when you are young and studying, the chances to use that information and that knowledge, and you have all your life, so the impact can be way higher. In your book, you talk about optimism and self-discipline. Could you recommend your techniques or what you use to be more self-disciplined and more optimistic?
Right. Well, there are two different things. One of the very best studies that's ever been done was on what is the most important quality for success. And the answer is self-discipline. And self-discipline is defined as having the power to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. That's the great definition of self-discipline, which goes back more than 100 years. And basically, to force yourself to do it. So do you want to get up early in the morning? No. But you discipline yourself to get up early in the morning. You need to do your work, and in this case, to do your assignments. And you need to do your assignments before anything else. And do you enjoy doing it? No. So you must discipline yourself. You must force yourself to do your work. I always say, if you have a meal, when do you have the main course and when do you have dessert? And the answer is you always have dessert after the main course. So what most people do is they have dessert first instead of doing the main course, doing the hard work. They do things that they enjoy. No, you discipline yourself to always do the most important task before anything else.
And while you're studying or working, there's always stressful situations. What would you recommend to manage stress?
Well, one of the most important things you can do is to ask questions. To ask questions so that you fully understand the situation. And you'll find that the very most successful people become successful by asking questions or making notes, gathering information if necessary. As the answers are there, and you can find them if you look for them. And while you're looking for ideas and information, your mind does not have time to be stressful. So what happens is you start to bring in information, and sometimes one idea can change your thinking completely. So therefore, to eliminate stress, get busy with your work. Your mind is a wonderful thing. You can only think about one thing at a time, something positive or something negative. You can only think of one thing. So therefore, what you do is you focus your mind on your most important task, which is something positive, and you work on that until it's complete.
Yeah, and if you choose the positive, right, and you choose that idea, that will lead you to success. So that's some of the ideas that you recommend in the book. We recommend everyone to read it. We have a large community of students in our YouTube channel. It's almost 200,000. And we want to talk about your marketing, because most of our students are for marketing. You've been so successful in terms of marketing. If we check your communities, you have more than 1 million people on your YouTube channel. You have more than 70,000 people following you on LinkedIn. You have thousands of people on your email list. How would you define your marketing and your content strategy? Why is so successful, and what you recommend is that we can learn from you?
Well, my marketing strategy is to focus on understanding how my audience can use my ideas to be more successful. So I always focus on how can I help you to be more successful? What is it that you want or that you need that I can give to you? So my focus is always outward on helping people to be more successful. I'll give you a very simple example. I give seminars all over the world. I've now given seminars, more than 5,000 seminars in 84 countries over the course of 40 years. And so I've found that the way that you start the seminar is very important. So as a professional speaker, I will get up to speak and I will smile and I will say, before we begin, let me ask you a question. And everybody automatically focuses in on the question. They want to hear what the question is. I say, how many people here would like to double their income in the next 12 months? How many people here would like to double their income in the next 12 months? I raise my hand. Everybody in the audience raises their hand. I say, well, if I could show you how to double your income, would you feel that was a good use of your time today? And everybody says, good. I said, well, that's great, because I'm going to show you several different ways that you can double your income, absolutely guaranteed, that are used by the most successful people everywhere in the world, and they always work, and they will work for you. So if you simply pay attention, I will give you these ideas. I have several ideas that I will come to you over the course of the day. And so I turn and I pick up my materials, and everybody in the audience goes, because they want to hear how to double their income very fast. I say, all right, let me give you a way to double your income, guaranteed. Okay, one way, just to start off. Would you like that? Everybody says, yes. Well, you see, as a professional speaker, I now have the audience listening to every word that I say. And I said, it's very simple. I said, your income today is determined by the number of new people that you talk to, potential customers. That determines your income. And so therefore, if today you are speaking to two new people each day, and that is the statistic worldwide, is that salespeople talk to two new potential customers each day. So if you are now speaking to two, if you're the average, then if you increase that and you speak to four, then you'll double your income. And people say, oh, that's too simple. I say, yes, it is simple. But the fact is that you just keep track. And first thing you need to learn is to write down every single time you speak to someone, write it down so you can keep track of how many people you're speaking to. So let us assume that you're earning everything you're earning today because you're speaking to two new people per day. And if you want to double it, you speak to four. Now, two new people a day means that you are speaking to one new person every 4 hours. And most salespeople spend half of their time doing things that have no value at all. They drink coffee or tea, and they talk to their friends, or they play with their email and so on. So what you do is you simply talk to one new person every 2 hours. Can you do that? Everybody says yes. So therefore, don't do anything except talk to four new people, no new customers each day, and see what happens. Well, I had a man come up to me who had been to my seminar a year before. And he said, may I talk to you? I said, of course. He said, when I came to your seminar and you told us this, speak to twice as many people and you double your income. I said, that is completely motivational nonsense. He said, that's not true. It's not possible. I work very hard in my field. I've been in my business for 10, 11 years. I can't double my... I said, look, just try. Just give it a try. And write it down. keep track. And this is one of the first things that you learn if you're in business, is keep track of everything you do. Because most people, more than 90%, do not write it down. And so that if you ask them, how many people did you speak to 3 weeks ago on Wednesday? They have no idea. But a good salesperson will say, that'd be checked. And they check their work book. On 3 weeks ago, Wednesday, I spoke to 7 new people. They got all written down. Anyway, so he said, I decided to prove that this idea did not work. And I went out and I spoke to twice as many people, and I wrote it down. He said, and it was like a miracle. He said, my income doubled within a month. I've been in my field for 10 years, and within 30 days, I was earning twice as much. And then I was earning twice as much again. And soon I moved into a bigger house with my family, and I got a new car, and I went on a beautiful vacation to Mallorca. And it was unbelievable. And he said, I tried to prove that you were wrong rather than trying to prove that you were right. So you were right. Everybody who talks to twice as many people earns twice as much money. So that's the first idea I will give you. And I will give you several others during the course of the day. Would that be okay? And now everybody is writing it down. Yes. They're writing it down. And so this is why I just tell stories about here's how you do it. And here's one way. And then later on I say, here's another way to double your income. And it's setting priorities. Is you make a list of everything that you have to do. And then you select the one thing that if you could do nothing else, that would be the most important thing. Put a circle around it and work on that nonstop. That will double your income. And we go along and I say, and here's another way to double your income. And I talk about preparation. Preparation is very important. As a matter, I was just reading a book on this yesterday, and it just talks about the key to success is preparation. My son, Michael, is now a professional speaker and a sales trainer. And he and I talk because we're in the same field. And he said, it's amazing. This preparation is 90% of success. And you'll find that all successful people prepare. Unsuccessful people do only the very least possible. But the top people do the very most possible. Always prepare. They get up earlier. They start earlier. They work harder. They stay later. They write everything down. And here's an interesting thing, is the time is going to pass anyway. If it's one day, it's going to pass. If it's a week, the time will pass. The only question is, what will you do in that time? What will you accomplish in that time?
That idea is so powerful. I mean, the time is going to pass anyway, so you can decide what to do and make the most out of your time. Talking about marketing, I mean, I remember like 20 years ago, you were ahead of time sharing content with the community, sending newsletters. And I think you were doing what is called nowadays inbound marketing, but you were doing it before it had a name. I mean, a lot of people has been engaged with your content, and then we suddenly want to learn more and buy your books, your programs. And I think that's been amazing, the work you've done in marketing. You are very well known for goal setting, because you are like, I would say, the reference for goal setting.
Yes.
What are the goals for Brian Tracy for 2022?
I set a goal financially to be worth a certain amount, and I achieved that. And then now I'm 78, and I retired. And when I retired, suddenly we had the virus, and everything was shut down. And I said, well, that's great. I retire, and then they shut down the world. So it's fine. And then I got a phone call the next week, and they said, could you do a seminar for us? And I said, well, you know, we have coronavirus, and nobody's allowed. Oh, no, we do it on Zoom. We want to do a Zoom seminar. And I said, okay, and how much would you charge? And I thought, well, I'd charge them a fair amount. They said, that's good. Never any resistance. And so I did a seminar for them on crisis management, because one of the most important skills that a leader can have is the ability to deal with a crisis when it occurs. Peter Drucker said, the one thing that is inevitable in the life of the leader is the crisis. And the true measure of you as a person is how you behave in a crisis. Are you calm? Do you ask questions? And in my book, I wrote down 21 things to do in a crisis. Number one is to stay calm. Take a deep breath, stay calm. If you're in a crisis with a company, you make sure that everybody else stays calm. You say, all right, stay calm. Take a deep breath. And then you ask questions. What exactly is the situation? Why are we in this situation? And you ask questions. You see, it's impossible to be upset if you're asking questions. When you ask questions, you take complete control of your mind and your emotions. So the most important thing you can do as a leader is to ask questions. They call this the ratio of questions to answers. And they say someone like the founder of Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. What he does, he has a ratio of 5-1, is that he asks 5 questions for every statement that he gives. He's always asking questions. Wherever he moves around in his company, stops and asks question. So, and as a result, he's very well informed. As a result, he's one of the richest people in the world because he asks a lot of questions. So that's a very good thing for our listeners to remember, is whenever you have a problem or difficulty in life, start asking and ask, what exactly is the situation? What am I upset about? Is this really a setback, or is it a potential opportunity? Many people become wealthy because they have a situation which completely turns them around and they have to do something completely different. And as a result, they become wealthy. And afterwards, they say, thank heavens that happened, that we had that emergency. Thank heavens that happened, because today I'm rich. If that had not happened, I would still be struggling at that job. So always remember, they say within every setback or a difficulty, there is an equal or greater opportunity or benefit. It's in there somewhere. And what your job is to find it, is to find it. And when you are busy looking for the opportunity, all your negativity disappears. You become optimistic, you become positive.
Exactly. And we've gone through those moments, right, a couple of years ago, and that's an opportunity for self-awareness. And as you said, an opportunity to find where's the chance to grow, where's the opportunity hided in this crisis. Yes. I know you have your, even though you're retired, you are very busy, you have a lot of priorities. I want to end up the interview with just one last question. Is, could you tell us something we didn't know about you? Any curiosity you want to share with us?
That is very difficult for me because I am very open and honest, as I always tell the truth, and I'm very expressive. I don't have any secrets. I think probably the most important thing that I have in my life is my family. And I have 4 children, and my 4 children have 8 grandchildren. And so it's 3 are married, and they have grandchildren. One of the things I've always taught them is that you are an extraordinary person, that you are a very, very good person, and that you are going to have a wonderful life. So I always tell them how good they are. You are an amazingly good person. I say, wow. When my children were little and they would get a grade on their school paper, I would add, wow, this is amazing. I can't believe it. I remember my daughter came home and she was 10 years old. And I said, she showed me this grade, this paper. And I said, who did this? Oh, she said, I did this. No, that's not possible. This is too excellent. It's just too, you couldn't, who helped you? Who helped you to do this? No, nobody helped me. I said, you're too young to do something as good as this. No, I did it myself. Oh, so I called my wife, Barbara, can you believe it? She says she did this by herself. I said, did you do it by yourself? So what we do is we make it a big thing and we talk about it. We put her picture on the refrigerator and we show it to other people who come to our house and we make our child feel really, really important. So in our home, all the focus has always been on the excellence of our children and how wonderful they are and how smart they are and how talented they are. And
you have written a book that I'm sure it's been helpful for them and all the ideas that you gave with them when they were studying. So we want to recommend again to read the book Eat That Frog for Students, which is an excellent book. I have read it myself. I'm not a formal student. I'm more a teacher now, but I really enjoy it. And I think it's a masterpiece. So thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate that you have shared all this knowledge for us. And I'm sure we will keep learning from all your books, content, and ideas that you share online.
Thank you. It is a great pleasure to be with you. And I wish you the very most of success and happiness in the years ahead. Thank you.